So we are on page 256, starting Siman Tzadi Zion today. Yes. Second Aleph on the page. So the Chabad says, Lo Yenahek. A person shouldn't be Yenahek. You might wonder what that is. So the Rambam explains it's explained in the brackets, in the parentheses, I should say. Motzi migufa lepiv neficha mitok sovo. A person brings something forth from his body to his mouth because they are satisfied. It's what we call in the vernacular burping. See? There you go. Well, that's the modern high-tech version of that. A person should not burp during davening. V'lo yefahek. A person should be mefahek. What that may be. Again, explanation. Poseach piv lahotzi ruach hapeh. A person opens his mouth to bring out ruach, air, from his mouth. What we call yawning. A person shouldn't burp. A person shouldn't yawn during davening. V'im tzarek lefahek. And if a person has to yawn, mitoch ones, because, you know, the drasha is obviously good. It's during that Shmoneh Esrei, right? You notice that, Mr. Eskowitz, right? We're not talking about during Shmoneh Esrei.
What are you looking at me for?
I'm a nice person to look at. Yaniach yato al piv. So you should cover your mouth. Shlo sira pesichoso. So you should. It shouldn't be seen that your mouth is opened so wide and yawning. And the Rama says, V'yizar shalo yayach yado al sotro b'shas tefila. Person shouldn't put his hands on his jaw, like on his, right. Dehavada gasus ruach, right? Right. So it's a similar idea as we saw with the hips. You know, you're thinking that you're such an important person. Okay, then that's what the Mishnah explains. It's the lower jaw. Lower jawbone, because you're like, But what's interesting is, we don't relate to this. The Mishnah says that if the person's doing this, putting their hand on their lower jaw, because they're a chazen, they want to, I can't even do it, right? So that's okay. That's okay, because you're doing it, the chazen is doing it. Hopefully, as we saw before, the chazan is supposed to sing and do all the things he does, l'shem shemayim, so we're assuming that applies here. So he's trying to do it l'shem shemayim, but if it's not in the time of singing, a person shouldn't do it, because again, it's a gaivadik. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah points out something pretty interesting. And that is, if you notice, the Machaber says you should cover your mouth when you yawn. But we talked about two cases. We talked about burping, and then we talked about yawning. So the Machaber goes on and says, when you yawn, you should cover your mouth. Right? How about when you burp? So Mishnah Berurah explains, we didn't talk about covering your hand while a person burps, because the person doesn't open their mouth. So, you know, it's not like a person does when they yawn, you know. So when you yawn, it doesn't look nice. Burp, you should cover your mouth also, but you know, there's no isser, because again, you're not opening your mouth that widely, probably, hopefully, so it's not as much as a degradation. Base. Again, some, just because we want to go in order, some halachas that hopefully don't apply too much anymore, except from the Supreme Court. Base. Also, lo lirok, a person shouldn't spit during davening, during Shmoneh Esrei, during davening. If a person has to, and there's no spittoon like they have in the Supreme Court even till today, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's bothering you, right? The saliva or the mucus or whatever it is bothering you. Now, the whole idea of the Mishnah Berurah explains that a person shouldn't spit during davening, even not Shmoneh Esrei. But even the things, even like the in Elokai Nitzor and all those things after Shmoneh Esrei, you still shouldn't spit. Very interesting Mishnah Berurah at the end of Gimel, because the Chol Zman Shlo Pasa, as long as you didn't take those three steps back, remember we saw this before, you're still standing in front of Hashem. So you're finished with davening. So let's say, I don't know, the situation is, somebody's behind you, so you can't take three steps back. So you're not taking three steps, but you're finished with davening. So, I don't know what I'll do. I'm finished with davening. Answer is no. You're still there. You're still in the palace. So so you have to be careful. So you're not allowed to spit then either. Okay, back upstairs. Let's say you can't, you got to. Mavliya b'ksuso. So you should have it absorbed inside your garment, your jacket, or your... Right, so everybody does this, I know, very often. Being shlo yehei niras, in a way that it shouldn't be seen. And so in other words, you spit into... Right, well, that's what Mr. Magid wasn't on the... you can't see. It's only an audio, it's not... Right, he was holding up the tissues. Shlo yehei nira, v'im hu isnes, let's say he's a fastidious person, as the Rama says, she'inu yachol liras davarmos, you can't stand that type of thing. So you don't want to spit it into your jacket or into your shirt or whatever. So you spit backwards, behind you. The whole idea is you don't want to spit forward. Shekhinah is there. That's exactly right. And the Mishnah says you shouldn't spit up for the obvious reasons. Now look at the Rama. Very interesting Rama. Let's say you can't. There's somebody right behind you. So I assume they wouldn't appreciate that. Zarka l'smalo, so spit to your left. So Rama has a question. Avalo l'mino, but not to your right. V'chol shekein l'fano dasar, and certainly not in front of you, directly straight ahead. So now the Rama asks an interesting question. Hala, come on, v'simil kuf gimel. But we're going to learn later sometime, hopefully, that when we talk about it, you take the three steps backwards at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. So, or at the Kaddish also, Shehofech Panov Letzad Smol during Duchen Birkas Kohanim. I know there was a suit over. So you go to the left first. You bow to the left first. Shuyah means Shal Kadosh Baruch. Why? Because you go to the left first because Hashem is opposite you. So you're bowing to, so to speak, Hashem's right. Your left, it's the mirror image. So your left is Hashem's right. So then the Rama's question is, why when it comes to spitting, you're spitting towards the left, but when you're davening, you bow to the left first, because that's the right of Hashem. If it's the right of Hashem, why am I spitting in that direction? Duh. The Rama answers, Yesh Lomar. So the Rama answers that Tam Kivan Sheme'olam Lo Yarda Shechina Lamata Miyud. You all know that Hashem's Shechina never came down lower than 10 Tvachim. Right? Hashem lifted up Moshe Rabbeinu, that whole thing, right? In the palace. Because Hashem's Shechina never comes lower than 10 Tvachim. So Hashem's Shechina is at least, whatever you want to call it, 40 inches, whatever, 42 inches above the ground. Never lower. Therefore what? What does that help me? Right? Im kain, en ashkina kinegra mispao. So Hashem's not right in front of you. I mean, he is. But in other words, Hashem has a certain altitude up. That's what it means. Lefichach, chalkakava liyamin di de, berukika. So therefore, if you got to spit in some direction, you can't spit back because somebody's right behind you. So you don't want to go right in front. That's also out. So the question is left or right. So the shkina is hovering somewhere. So you're spitting down. So what's better, down, left or right? Answer is, so therefore, we all know that a person, except for people like me, the right is more important in a person themselves. The individual himself, right is always more crucial. We see in a lot of things. So therefore we say, spit to the right, to your left, shehi b'shas tefila, but when you're stepping back, three, you are stepping away from Hashem. So that's irrelevant whether Hashem is 10 tefachim higher or whatever. Right? You're stepping out from where you're davening, where you're davening is parallel to the Shechina. Therefore, no saint shalom l'smolo. Therefore, you bow, also shalom yirav, to the left first because you're bowing towards Hashem, even though he might be higher up, but still you're bowing commensurate to Hashem, as opposed to spinning where you're spinning down, which is you, your direction. Sha'azu keneged yamino shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you step back and you bow towards the right of Hashem, which is your left. Okay? Good. Tomorrow we'll get into other things like lice. Not fried lice, but insects.